Welcome to the Star Online live chat, coming to you live from Star Studio V. Joining with us here today is our Honourable Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Dato Dr. Maximus Onkili, or fondly known as Dr. Max. Welcome, Dato, to Studio V.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dato, as you're aware, we have been asking a lot of questions and to all the general public, you know, on various issues, you know, with regarding to the ministry. We have received a lot of replies and concerns, which many of it focus on internet speed and connectivity and the digital divide and cyberspace security. Mm-hmm. So, but before we deal with those questions, Dato, could you please kindly share with us the roles of the Science, Technology and Innovation Ministry and in that of the Information, Communications and Culture and Arts Ministry in this matter? Would you like to share with us your...
Yeah, I mean, the whole subject of internet connectivity and speed and so forth actually involves multiple ministries. But of course, largely the task of putting up the highway is the task of the Ministry of Information and Multimedia, because the Multimedia Commission is placed in there. They are a licensing board. They are also involved in the actual approval for infrastructure development. So Mosti's role, key role, is largely we are dealing with the content aspect and the technological aspect. So, but we should not really put the sole responsibility, you know, on the actually on penerangan, on information ministry and multimedia. Because when it comes to the states are also directly involved. Where you put towers, where you put cables, they relate to land matters. And so it's not just a single entity. But on the mostly side, our task is, we assume, of course, that the infrastructure is there, okay, the connectivity is there, and our job is to ensure that the content is sufficient. It's our job that the technology are available, either from the perspective of what the telecos may require in terms of technology, you know, WiMAX or Wi-Fi technology, and so forth. And I think because it's a multiple task, everybody's involved, but we do aware of the expectations of the public, and actions are in place to try to meet those demands as short as possible time.
Dato, according to the national broadband plan, you know, and it said that 50% of the population must have access to super fast internet connection by 2010.
Yes.
Am I right? So how far has it progressed, you know, to now, and what is Mosti's role in this whole plan?
Well, of course, it's we are moving on there. Perhaps regretfully, the task is huge to meet the 50% penetration by next year. That was our stated objectives. At this point in time, we are about 26%. But the rollout for the broadband initiative is already on. Telecom Malaysia has been charged to do that. They have budgeted, even it's going to cost about 11.2 billion, I think, 2.4 billion coming from the government, 8.9 billion going to come from TM on resources over a 10-year period. So the whole thing is that there's two phases. One is a high-speed broadband, which is for the urban areas, okay, for business, and of course, well, higher standard of living in this area. And then the second part of it is the broadband for the general public, i.e. in particular the rural sector, semi-urban. And they have zoned it to zone 1, 2, and 3. Zone 1 is purely urban, zone 2 is semi-urban, and zone 3 are the interiors of Sabah and Sarawak. And, okay. So on as far as that's concerned, actually the efforts are being done. I understand the last 1 year there's been a bit of a lag. Contracts are being constructed by the Telecom Malaysia. And I'm informed that within the next 6 months, at least 6 major contracts are to be rolled out for the establishment of these. However, in the rural sector, it's going to be quite a challenge because of connectivity issue. And high speed is going to be dependent actually on high quality infrastructure, i.e. fiber optic and so forth. And then that takes time, you know, to lay out. But I think in the urban and in the semi-urban, it is possible to hasten. Of course, then we have the technology on wireless, either WiMAX or Wi-Fi. Perhaps that could be used to drag to the last mile. As a minister overseeing technology, of course, science, technology, and innovation, and I represent the country in many of these international bilateral, I am still confident that I think we can make a major leap forward within the next 12 months, assuming contracts are rolled out properly, especially in the urban areas. But perhaps in the rural, we will have to fast track that and the use of wireless for the last mile. I think would be the approach to do. But again, infrastructure, my colleague in Datuk Raisya team would have to compare notes and move on. But he's determined to try to meet the deadline. A lot of people think that it's not possible, but I will still give it a chance.
Okay, that's a very confident answer from the minister.
I had the chairman of Telekom Malaysia dinner 3 nights ago, and I went through the checklist, and he has that inkling that it is possible. Even if we don't reach that 50%, we should not be too far from the mark.
That's great news for all the general public. And we'll be right back, dear listeners. We'll be right back after a short break. So stay tuned to Star Online Live Chat.
Yeah. Actually, I was last week